This is from my archives. Years ago, I used to go to Zen meditation every morning, and I would then drive over to OB and sit in Starbucks and use Judy Reeves' Book of Days and write to a prompt. And this is a prompt that's 13 years old. And it also ties in with Amy's accountability alphabet of today, which is gut. Right?
Okay. Oh, you wanted me to tell him.
Okay. In the old townhouse cafe on Newport Avenue in OB, having late breakfast after Al's talk at the Zen Center, did not make me cry, but it did make me think. He has been sitting since 1979, which is a long time. He talked about the honeymoon period of sitting, and I thought I didn't have a honeymoon period when I began sitting the year before Bud died of cancer. I don't cry about that as often as I used to, but I do when I go to the Cliffs on his birthday or anniversary. I cry at times I wish he were still here when I was doing things that we used to do together. I cry sometimes when I find myself lost in a memory. I cry when I feel lonely and feel I no longer belong anywhere without him and Mom. I have not found a home in myself without them. So much of who I was and what I did was wrapped up in them. Even with all the shit, it was our shit and it was family. And now there is very little of that feeling left. I have Chris, but that relationship is complicated by the fact that he lives next door to the sister I haven't spoken with since our mother died. I cry sometimes for the depression that keeps me at arm's length from many, often. I cry for the fact that I soon will be 61, that was a long time ago, and I feel things are slipping by quickly, and I have wasted much time doing nothing of value. I cry at the ADD that makes taking classes or doing much of anything that requires concentration a torturous exercise in time lost, thought gone, memories fried, repeating things with no good outcome. I cry for the relationship I never had with my father. I sit here eating breakfast and remember how we used to tease him because he insisted on having pepper at the table, but only tapped on the shaker a couple of times, almost symbolically, like he was telling us he took risks and was not the narrow person we thought he was. It makes me cry inside when I get frustrated by bullying and smugness and entitlement and thievery of every kind that seems to be approved of in this culture. I cry in frustration when others shrug and cower, giving the bully exactly the freedom and approval they crave. I cry in joy at graduation, seeing students who have overcome much succeed for the first time in their lives. I cry for myself, having overcome many of the same things, sitting here 20 years later and wondering what will be written on my virtual tombstone. I wonder. I cry sometimes at beauty. I cry sitting on the Cliffs, feeling so small and so whole and so right and so protected, engulfed by the vastness of the waters and their awesome power.